Bart said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
what shall Paul say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 3-2-8. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
And I have given you the victory, and I shall take you through these times victoriously. And wherever you go, I, your Father God, shall go before you. So fear not these things that are going to come now. Fear not what you hear. Fear not what others tell you.
For yea, saith the Lord, that this summer it shall turn to a devastating heat, a heat that is so strong it will be unbearable. And I say unto you, the warm weather shall become so hot there shall be more drought. Drought shall come again upon the land, and with the drought shall come more pestilence, says the Lord.
No work is too small, and no work is too great. For that which I have given my children, do not be as those who compare the small to the great. For is it not I who begun the good work, saith the Lord? And is it not unto I that all things shall be glorified? Reveal not thyself, but reveal who I am. To a world that is lost and dying, let them see me, that their faith might arise like no other time, greater than before. And then, saith the Lord, will I pour out my spirit even in greater measure, because thou hast decided not to compare yourselves with another, but glorify me only, saith the Lord your God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And welcome to the Signs of the Times International Radio Program. This awesome Saturday evening, as we broadcast to the whole world by shortwave internet and podcasting. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My watchman calling is to make a show of the false and the hidden openly, therefore getting the victory over them. Amen. This program, as I've said many times, is not meant to be a breaking news program. It is an analysis of current news topics biblically by the Holy Spirit, defining the connection of the news to Bible prophecy. The anointing to do that is unique, and you will not find it in any other program. But I did not say that there were not other anointed programs. I just said that this program's anointing is unique, and it is. Stay tuned for an all-news program. And I realize there is some redundancy because we do get new listeners all the time. So first this. March programming funding is now close to completion, with less than $100 to go. Lord, I pray blessing upon every supporter of Signs Ministries in Jesus' name. Bless them all, Lord. Amen. As you listen and enjoy this program, please pray about helping Signs stay on the air. This program is listener-supported, and it cannot stay on the air without support. No one at Signs, by the way, is paid anything. So please be assured all offerings go only to purchase radio time. Not just some offerings like others do, but all of every offering goes to radio time. The address to send love gifts can be heard at the end of this program. I want to read a letter by a new listener from Maine. Dear Brother Johnson, praise Jesus. Here is some support for your broadcast. I am thoroughly blessed and strengthened in spirit by Signs, as I have been branded a Jesus freak. Praise God, because I can accept the fact that I may be a freak, yet to call the King of Kings a freak is just foolishness. As you say, my, my, my. Amen, brother. I sure do. You're a fool for Christ, but whose fool are they? Amen? Hallelujah. Continuing. I thought in this communication to give you some information of how well I'm receiving your three broadcasts from WWRB. Three of them, he listens to all three. Glory to God. I have been involved in radio since my teens, and I do have a technician license. Yet I have left the broadcasting world as God's Spirit alerted me to how much corruption and just outright lies exist in mainstream broadcasting. The signal from WWRB always pegs out my signal meters, which go to a maximum of 5. Please let the engineer at WWRB know how much I appreciate his service to the King Jesus. Amen. Until the next time, please be blessed and know that our King Jesus is coming. Peace be with you, Michael. Praise God, Brother Michael. I sure appreciate that, and I'm sure WWRB appreciates that too. Be blessed, my brother. Maranatha, you are appreciated at Signs Ministries. The address to send your love gift, again, is Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, LISLENY, 13797 USA. Again, that repeats at the end of the program. Now, the prophecy news behind the news reports. Please know that if any article I am about to read contains incorrect content, and that can happen, my friends, but that does not make me incorrect as God's watchman. I simply do not have the time to verify everything in every news report that I read. That really is not my responsibility. However, my comments on the articles are my responsibility and are always as correct as they can possibly be, but no one, my friends, is perfect. No, not even one. Except Jesus, that is. Amen. This program still remains spiritually unique, and I stand on what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a murmurer. That's unbiblical and an unholy spirit. Instead, be a revelation overcomer. Amen. Those that have an ear to hear will be well prepared to meet Jesus at the end of days. Get ready, Jesus is coming and soon. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Also, it could be that some listening are wondering why I have not spoken out against the AIG fiasco using taxpayer bailout money to pay bonuses. One, it is because so much has already been said. And two, it is hardly surprising that it even happened since this bailout is not a bailout at all, but a sellout. Yes, I said a sellout. If you are a regular listener to this program, you totally understand that. If you do not understand, then keep listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson. And at some point, you will begin to understand the end times. Now this. Obama received a $101,332 bonus from AIG. My. Senator Barack Obama received that $101,000 bonus from American International Group in the form of political contributions. The two biggest congressional recipients of bonuses from AIG are Senators Chris Dodd and Senator Barack Obama. Now that it has been revealed that AIG paid bonuses of $1 million or more to 73 employees, it's time to ask if recipients of the AIG bonuses, including President Obama, will give what they have that ought to be taxpayer money back. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Knowing this first, there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. Watchman comment. Now, I get a few scoffers once in a while, but just how could I possibly verify this particular report, even if there's something wrong in it? But did you enjoy hearing it? Of course you did. Is the scripture correct? Of course it is. Does the scripture apply? Of course it does. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Knowing this first, there shall come in the last days scoffers. And most of my listeners are good people. They don't scoff. They don't murmur like those did at Moses. Continuing. Suspicion of vaccines spurs debate and worry. Parents rarely worry about measles and rubella these days, but the growing ranks of those who skip vaccinations for their children have health officials concerned that sometimes deadly diseases could stage a comeback. There are parents who skip at least one shot over fears about vaccine safety and unproven links between vaccinations and autism, or so this report says, worries about overwhelming their baby's immune system, and because it's relatively easy to opt out in some states, experts say. Watchman comment, please tell me, someone, what is worse, autism or the possibility of a comeback? Who is lying here? It's impossible to verify. Continuing. Education about toxic vaccines is sweeping the nation. Public awareness about problems associated with childhood vaccines is paramount. Concern is spreading like wildfire. Parents across the country are not just going with the flow, they are questioning the issues of safety, effectiveness, and lack of long-term studies that the medical community continues to ignore. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, within a 12-month period, 85% of pediatricians encountered a parent who refused or delayed one or more vaccines, and 54% encountered a parent who refused all vaccines. Watchman comment, they continue to purport that there is no proof vaccines cause autism. Yet, in two governmental court cases I reported on just recently, you heard them on Signs of the Times, it was admitted vaccines had an effect by the government courts themselves. My. Continuing. A world gone mad. Anyone with an ounce of discernment can tell that our world is losing it. Sin has its consequences, and it's clear to many now that we are beginning to reap what we have sown. Oh, sure, there have always been liars and thieves and con men, murderers, drunkenness, debauchery, lasciviousness, perversion, profanity, blasphemy, violence, and cruelty. But have you ever seen depravity so widely accepted as in America today? And what a passion and pride we have for depravity now, don't we? You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Watchman comment, there are a few haughty spirits, a minor number of little significance, listening right now. That verse is speaking to you, so let me read it to you again. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Hearing me, Mike? Continuing. Climate change warnings become dire. Reports on climate change are like the persistent drip of a leaky faucet, getting louder and more frequent. The dire consequences forecast for planet Earth are becoming less a trickle and more a torrent. Watchman comment, some might ask, is there really global warming? Well, not in the sense that the world believes, but the Bible clearly teaches about a devastating heat coming in the last days. Continuing, rapid rise in sexually transmitted diseases. The latest data on the rising prevalence of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis are revealing a growing public health problem with its severest effects on women, young people, and members of minorities. All three diseases are transmitted through vaginal, oral, and anal sex. Untreated chlamydia or gonorrhea in women can lead to painful and long-lasting pelvic inflammatory disease, infertility, and potentially fatal ectopic pregnancies. Both can be transmitted to babies at birth. Syphilis has various severe symptoms depending on the stage of the syphilis disease and can be passed by pregnant women to their babies and can persist for a lifetime in both men and women. Watchman comment, and it can be passed by intercourse, by the way. The perverted lifestyles being permitted and called normal in this last day's world, the loss of morality, new laws, etc., are all equally at fault that these diseases are rising. Continuing. Teens' abortion technique, drink poison mixture. Ending unwanted pregnancy can be as easy as swallowing veterinary medicine. Some teens in rural America are now self-inducing abortions with chemicals intended to abort livestock, reports one of the nation's oldest and most influential pro-life organizations. What kind of world have we created for these girls that they're drinking poison and risking death in these modern-day back-alley abortions, rather than bearing the child in love? Watchman comment, I read that not to convince you teens to take this junk, which will kill you, by the way, but to warn you and tell you, don't take it. It's too dangerous. Continuing. Watchman comment. This one is a little old, but my comment is not old and never is. Hallelujah. House passes mandatory Nation Service Bill, H.R. 1388. The House passed a bill which includes disturbing language indicating young people will be forced, I said will be forced, to undertake mandatory national service programs, as fears about President Godfather Obama's promised civilian national security force intensifies. The Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act, known as the GIVE Act, was passed by a 321-105 margin and now goes on into the Senate. Watchman comment. This is indicative of the Hitler Youth. Obama is a trained world socialist with an Islamic background, by the way. My. What a strange combinations. But the elitist, the New World Order, they know what they're doing. Continuing. Antarctic ice melt would shift Earth's rotation. Scientists say the collapse of the West Arctic ice sheet would have such profound effects it would shift the planet's rotation, sending a bulge of water into the northern hemisphere. The enormous ice sheet, which many manufacturers believe would collapse as the climate warms, is so heavy that as it melts, it will actually cause the Earth's rotation axis to shift rather dramatically, reports a team at the University of Toronto, Canada. There is nowhere on the coast of Canada or the U.S. that the sea level won't rise to at least 6 meters, it's being reported. Watchman comment. If you have been listening to this program, you know that that will fulfill at least two of the prophetic words spoken by the prophetic voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Haggai, chapters 2, verse 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Continuing, Obama takes fault but not blame. Obama quote, I know Washington is all in a tizzy and everybody is pointing fingers at each other and saying it's their fault. The Democrats' fault, the Republicans' fault. Listen, I'll take responsibility. I'm the president. Unquote. Godfather. He said that to applause. But while he accepted responsibility, he didn't accept the blame. Obama said the point wasn't to assign blame, but to solve the larger issue. Watchman comment, only cheats and liars will not accept blame or admit error. Continuing. 13 firms receiving bailouts owe back taxes. At least 13 firms receiving billions of dollars in bailout money owe a total of more than $220 million in unpaid federal taxes. Two of the firms owe more than $100 million apiece. This is shameful. It's a disgrace. We're going to get to the bottom of what's going on here. If we looked at all 470 recipients, how much would they owe? One senator said. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 24. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after. My. Continuing. The next best thing to an implanted GPS tracker. Lightning GPS announced that it would release the tiny Spark Nano GPS tracker to the general public. Venturing into the consumer sector is a radical move for Lightning GPS, a company well known as the main provider of covert GPS tracking to police departments, the military, and the Department of Homeland Security. With its nano size and friendly look and feel, the Spark Nano GPS tracker has a strong appeal with everyone from parents to professional investigators who desire stealth tracking. about the size of a 9-volt battery. This rugged, waterproof tracker can go anywhere and track anyone. This is the first consumer-friendly, military-grade GPS tracking system available to the public. Watchman comment, this will become one of the most invasive devices against human and American freedoms ever devised. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has truly spoken. Hypocrisy in government. Recent statements by President Barack Obama, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel admitting that they were going to use the economic crisis to get other things done are at least surprisingly honest, but they are also hypocritical. Matthew chapter 24, verse 51, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Continuing, the FDIC is rock solid as Social Security. We all should be painfully aware by now that there is nothing held inside the Social Security and Medicare trust funds but a bunch of IOUs. Monies collected from payroll taxes are treated as general revenues. Did you hear that? General revenues and used in the unified budget. But how many of us are aware that the FDIC's deposit insurance fund works in a similar fashion? Watchman comment. This is another one of those reports that is hard to verify. But the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has warned about the plagiarizing of both Social Security and the FDIC. In this case, instead of writings, it's money that's being plagiarized. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
I tell you, I wouldn't keep money in the bank, and I'm not asking you for money. I wouldn't keep it there. I'd put it to use as fast as I possibly could for the kingdom of God. Because one of these mornings, that trumpet's going to sound, and we're going to be gone. And I'm not leaving it to the devil.
Yeah.
Glory. Yeah. I'm going to put a use for God.
Amen.
What do you got in your hand? What's God calling upon you to do? What's he speaking to you about? You may be just sitting there with a pen. You may be sitting in front of your computer and listening to the radio.
Amen.
It could be that. Maybe you're the one that's going to write a letter. The widow woman with a little penny.
There you go.
And we still talk about her.
That's right.
What have you got in your hand? Don't say I've got nothing. God has blessed every one of us with something. We've got something. What do you got? Take a look at this scripture. Exodus, the 4th chapter, verse number 2. And the Lord said unto him, we could reword that. And the Lord said unto you, what is that in thine hand? What have you got there? What have you got there? Isn't it time to use it?
Yes.
Don't just put it off. What have you got in your hand? God is calling you. I believe that with all my heart today. I believe God's calling everyone that is hearing this radio broadcast, wherever it is, United States, overseas, wherever. It is the last days.
Yes.
It's not going to be. It is. And God is calling you, and he's asking you this question. What have you got in your hand? Father, we thank you that your word never goes out and returns void. We ask you to touch, to heal, to deliver, to set free.
Yes.
We ask you, Almighty God, to use whatever they've got in their hand for your glory. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call in and let me know with a radio check. Some call it a signal report. 1-607-201-5663. Write Signs, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled LISLE, New York, just abbreviate that, NY13797 is the zip code in the USA. With your comments, your tithes, your love gifts, your prayer requests, and letters of support and blessing. And yes, if you're not going to a church, your tithe belongs to the church, but if you're not going to a church, you can send your tithes to Signs. Here is a radio check I have received.
Bobby, Aurora, Virginia. I'm going to give this to your prophet. Thank you. Pray for me. And listen to your broadcast on radio.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate your calling. You should be getting a letter from me soon if you haven't gotten it by the time you hear this. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for this brother, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over him, Father. Father, meet his every need. Bless him, Yahweh. In Jesus' name, amen. And another from my friend Keith in New Jersey.
Hi, Brother Johnson. Keith calling from Family, New Jersey, Thursday evening. Band 185 WWRB has always a very good program and a good signal. Maranatha, shalom.
Shalom means peace be with you. Thank you, my brother, and peace be with you also, my friend. May the Lord continue to bless you as I know he does. Maranatha. Is there anyone out there tonight listening besides Bobby and Keith? Give me a call. I really appreciate hearing from all my friends, and you cannot imagine the immense encouragement to me when I receive your calls and letters. That number to call again is 1-607-201-5663 to write SIGNS P.O. Box 122 LISLE NY 13797 USA. Thank you for listening, my friends. Be blessed. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. You can hear Signs on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all, of course, on Superstation WWRB, frequency 3.185. Also, you can listen clearly to all programs with absolutely no shortwave interference if you have an internet-connected computer, and some don't want to do that, and I understand that. But you can listen on my website, and there on the website, get fresh prophecy news daily, like you just heard on this program. I'll use everything I can to beat that devil down. www.neaiga.org. And there are now over 310 MP3 audio files to listen to or download free. NEAIGA.ORG. I'm planning on an internet TV channel on my site as soon as I can figure out how to set this thing up and get a few files done. Be blessed, my brothers and friends and sisters. Hallelujah! With Jesus in your heart, and he must be there if you're listening, you are a winner, and you have nothing to fear about the end times. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear, my friends. My, brothers and sisters, can you feel the urgency? Yahweh is coming. He was the beginning, and he will be the end. If any man have an ear to hear, it's time for him to hear. Did you hear what verse 7 said? That was awesome. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Now, will you wail or will you rejoice? That's the important question. Make up your mind before it's too late. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand, my friends. Jude chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. And of some have compassion like the watchman, making a difference, like the watchman. And others save with fear, like the watchman. Pulling them out of the fire, like the watchman. Hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, like the watchman. Amen. I added like the watchman there a few times to those verses. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I am aware this kind of preaching against sin that I do on this program will bring in few supporters and few listeners, probably, but I will not compromise the Word of God to get offerings or listeners. Sin is sin, and that is that. Hallelujah! Acts chapter 2, verses 16 and 17 say this, is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. And we're in the last days, and it's coming to pass. Jesus loves you. The science ministers love you. I love you, or I would not keep doing this program. You don't really know, week after week, month after month, year after year. This program truly is proof of the love of God because he keeps me doing it. If you do not think that fits, how about the part that says in those last days, God, yes, God, will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. That means saint and sinner alike. And this program, this watchman, does that to the best of his God-given abilities. Hallelujah. Maranatha, my good friends, until we meet together on the air again, Watchman's Ending, Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.